home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The polls are opening now in Wisconsin. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but not every poll. And a lot of workers won't be showing up, so the National Guard will help on primary day. The election moving forward, despite the state's stay-at-home order in the coronavirus shutdowns. Governor Tony Evers tried to delay it.
There's no shame in changing course to keep people safe and, quite frankly, to save lives.
But he was overruled by the state's highest court.
The conservative majority in the court ruled that the Democratic governor can't unilaterally change the date of the primary. And he previously acknowledged that that's true. But he asked the Republican-controlled legislature to take up a bill this weekend expanding mail-in voting, and that bill went nowhere. The governor slammed the ruling, saying now voters have to choose between their health and the right to vote.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The U.S. Supreme Court also blocked an attempt to extend mail-in voting beyond today. The number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. tops 338,000. Nearly 11,000 of those people have died. But Vice President Pence says he is encouraged by
remarkable progress in Washington State and in California, where the numbers remain low and steady.
He says we may also be seeing a leveling off in New York as well, with hospitalizations and ICU patients down. How's Boris Johnson? That's a big question the day after the British Prime Minister took a turn for the worse battling this virus. Fox's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, one of Boris Johnson's top cabinet ministers saying today that the Prime Minister is not on a ventilator but has received oxygen support. He's been moved to the ICU after his coronavirus symptoms worsened. Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove saying Johnson is receiving the very best care.
All of us are discovering that this virus has a malignity, a malevolence that is truly frightening.
The Foreign Secretary here is now deputising when necessary. Dave?
And Simon, on Wall Street, there may be another surge after yesterday's 1,600-point gain for the Dow. Dow futures up about 700. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Worldwide, the coronavirus has infected close to 1.4 million people, nearly 76,000 deaths. Italy and Spain make up about 30,000 of those.
A new report indicates the Chinese government forced Italy to buy a group of medical supplies that was originally supposed to be donated. What's worse, though, according to this report, some of the personal protective equipment was actually given to China from Italy when this outbreak first began. So China is making Italy pay to get back their excess donations. This comes as many European countries have said recently purchased Chinese gear and tests were not working properly. Although China is in the news today, the Italians have reached out to numerous countries to get equipment as the country remains overwhelmed with COVID-19 cases. One piece of good news is that the number of new cases in Italy and other U.S. allies in Europe is dropping.
That's Fox's Trey Ying. It's more than a week after the Fox special that raised millions of dollars in the fight against coronavirus. There's another one being planned on other TV networks.
Lady Gaga will launch a TV special featuring Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, Billie Eilish, and more for relief from the coronavirus pandemic. Gaga, along with advocacy organization Global Citizen, has helped raise $35 million in 7 days and will use it to benefit the World Health Organization. Gaga also announced One World Together at Home, a TV event aimed at fighting the coronavirus. Although the singer said the special would not be a fundraiser, she just wants people to sit back and enjoy the show, which will air on ABC, NBC, CBS, iHeartMedia, and Bell Media, as well as stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram April 18th at 8 Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The most senior Catholic leader convicted of sexually abusing kids in Australia has been cleared by that country's highest court. After Cardinal George Pell spent 13 months in prison, the judges unanimously dismissed the convictions, finding reasonable doubt in the testimony of Pell's accuser. He's been set free. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a shooting. A 32-year-old male showed up at a local hospital with what was believed to be a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg. Police say a preliminary investigation indicates the victim was outside a home in the 1100 block of North Champaign Street when an individual on a bicycle appeared in the alley behind the home and fired multiple shots. No arrests have been made. If you know anything, call police at 217-351-4545. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed an executive order saying Illinois inmates who meet the medical criteria may be granted furloughs to minimize the spread of coronavirus in state prisons. His action came as 62 inmates and 40 corrections department staffers have been confirmed to have COVID-19. Two inmates at Stateville Correctional Center have died from the disease. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast. Diane Ducey with the latest from the National Weather Service. Morning, Diane.
Morning, Stevie. Thanks. We've got some clouds this morning. Afternoon sunshine up to 76, down to 54. The folks in the healthcare profession are saying, don't make this a day to mingle with everybody. If you do go outside because of these great conditions, make sure you're practicing all your social distancing rules. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high 74, down to 38, and then a high of 49. Thursday and Friday, cooler with a low around the freezing point in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 59 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, good to have you listening. It is April the 7th. Watching on the YouTube channel, perhaps you're watching on Facebook Live or ESPN 93.5, where you can stream us at steviejay.com. Welcome one and all. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio, live from the Badger State in Wisconsin, where there is a vote today, right?
We think so. Yeah, we do. First of all, I got to apologize, DBJ. My voice is a little cashed, but my throat is having some issues, not COVID related, but I'm good to go, reporting for duty. You know, this is a strange thing that happened here yesterday. I mean, it was an 11th hour push by Governor Tony Evers, Democrat, to shut down the the election statewide. This is, you know, 4 or 5 weeks after people had been urging the governor to do something to delay the vote here. Liberal groups, state Democrats, national Democrats, sued the state of Wisconsin to try and push for a later date. They lost, although a federal judge did give them a delay in terms of ballot absentee ballot counting. It was a delay, about a six-day delay. So it would have been next week when absentee ballots would have had to be in. And then an 11th hour move hit yesterday, scrapping it with an executive order that the governor admitted on Twitter 6 days ago that he didn't have the authority to do. And so it went straight to the state Supreme Court. They shut that down. And then the U.S. Supreme Court, about an hour later, shut down the absentee ballot delay, which state Republicans took to court. So it was a strange couple of days here, and I can tell you this: if you kind of look between the lines here and kind of watch what happened. So the Democrats, they thought they were solid in this state. They saw the absentee ballots pouring in from Dane County, that's Madison, liberal stronghold. They saw them pouring in from Milwaukee County, that's the biggest county in the state. Lion's share of Democratic votes, Democratic stronghold, and they thought they were solid, so there was no delay. And then there's what the state calls these wow counties: Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, Republican strongholds. They later started to come in. You start to see the absentee ballots coming in, pouring in, and outnumbering Dane and Milwaukee County. And then all of a sudden, you have a move by the governor to put this to shut this thing down. And so Republicans said, look, you never once approached us, the assembly speaker. Robin Voss, he said the governor never approached us, not once asking us for a delay in the weeks prior to this. So we're going to move forward with the election. We've got all 72 counties that are going to be safe. We've got county clerks there that are making the necessary changes. We've got masks for necessary employees and other provisions, and we've got the National Guard that are going to help make sure that every county, every polling place is operational and safe. And so they felt like we're going to move forward with this. And so that's what they're doing. And now we've got a vote today, an in-person vote, and those absentee ballots, they got to be in by tonight or postmarked by tonight. So we should have an answer pretty soon. But the only state in the nation that's holding a primary this month.
All right, Jeff, you take care of your voice, my friend. What are you in Madison? Where are you?
I'm in Kenosha County.
Kenosha County. All right. Well, does this mean maybe by the tea leaves, Bernie Sanders followers will come out in force today?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I think that this race locally, nationally, in terms of Biden and Bernie, I don't think that's that as important to people in Wisconsin as there's a state Supreme Court race that's going on right now, and obviously very huge. You saw what happened in the courts yesterday.
I see. Okay.
So I think that's the big deal here in Wisconsin.
I got you. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio. Get the voice back. We already infrareded you before you came on, so I knew you were fine. So
I'm good.
Thank you, partner. Thanks. Appreciate it. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio up in Kenosha County, which is right next to Milwaukee, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ESPN 93.5, Facebook. We have Mark on, Joe. Joe Barth from Washington. Nice to have you watching there,
hello,
my friend, all the way from the state of Washington. Paul's on, Michelle's on, Mark again down in Texas. We're regular viewing for Mark.
Excellent.
Appreciate that so much. Ben Grice, the great Ben Grice at Humble Hog.
Go Cubs.
And go get his food.
That's right, curbside.
Oh, boy. Humble Hog has some fabulous barbecue up in Paxton. It is well worth it.
Right downtown.
And Karen's got us on. So does Paula and Sarah. Facebook Live, kind of a new platform for us as we expand a little bit. Today's restaurant of the day is Bunny's Tavern. If you've not been to Bunny's Tavern in Urbana, you can get a whole lot for $50. What are their burger and fries? And it was stunningly good.
Yes, it is.
It's like $9, $8 or something.
We like the grilled chicken.
Well, what about chicken wings?
Mm-hmm.
I think Tuesday, I'm going to call one of the owners, Frank, here in just a few, as we continue our efforts through the help of wonderful local sponsors like Jeff Facer, Troy Lands, Steve Hillard, Aaron and Nikki Johnson, Tony Johnston, others that have given us hundreds, thousands. We've got $8,000 to $10,000 you're spending in local restaurants. I did call Becca over at Industrial Donut, so we got to figure that out.
Okay.
I'm not so sure we shouldn't just get 15 dozen, have them here, have people come by and, 6 feet away.
We could totally do that.
Toss them into their back seat or
just
something.
Just like the whole toilet paper concept that you had.
Yeah.
Trying to hit that window when they drive by.
Well, that was a failed idea because, A, couldn't get the toilet paper.
Right.
Even though the toilet paper report every morning, it seems to be loosening, which I think is indicative of the lack of panic that is still going on. So there's that. I don't think there's quite the surge to find toilet paper, and I didn't quite understand it anyway. So there's that. Okay, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England. Intensive care.
Uh-oh.
This is a guy that got this 12 days ago, and he signed over power, so he's no longer prime minister he's incapacitated.
I didn't realize that. That
happened late yesterday afternoon during the coronavirus presser that has become, what has it become? I guess it's after 9/11 we watched, Mayor Giuliani and Governor Pataki and George W. Bush talk on the phone every day.
Right.
It's not like that, though. These pressers are unlike anything that's ever happened.
That's right. We used to call them fireside chat-like, but even that wasn't as frequent as this.
There's political mixed into it. There's some contentiousness in the small press room. John Decker, I thought, dominated yesterday. He got three questions. And President Trump knows everything about every one of those reporters.
I know that.
And their work.
I know that.
So he referenced John Decker asking about, you know, imposing some sort of a stay-at-home nationally. He said, hey, constitutionally, and he said, you know that, because he's the only lawyer in press row.
Right.
So he referenced that John would know that because as an attorney, he said, you got to leave some up to the governors. He said, the president said, I'm a believer of the Constitution.
But the nine states that are holding out, I'm sure, was the issue or the root of this.
I'm all for governors running their own state. Even though I would disagree with Governor Pritzker in Illinois on some things, particularly golf, I think it's therapeutic to be able to let guys and gals go golf.
Mm-hmm.
You just say no carts if you're worried about carts. Don't touch the flag and stay 6 feet when you're walking from your buddy. I don't understand that. I mean, we are Americans. We're used to being out and around. Everybody's doing a really good job of this, you know, shelter in place, which they should be doing, and we are doing. And it's a lot different. You go out and around. I go to the grocery, the pet store, occasional hardware store. And it's, it's different. I'm seeing a lot more masks. Are you seeing a lot more masks?
I am.
So the recommendation to wear a mask is being heeded by more and more every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. And again, the mask's value is you won't give it to anybody. That's the value. So if you're asymptomatic, meaning you have it but you don't really know, you think it's hay fever or whatever, it'll protect you from spreading it. So, good stuff. Well, we have a new sponsor this morning, Nick's Paints.
Okay.
Nick's a good guy. He's kind of a supplier for contractors, and they're right there at very near Green and Neal. There's that side street. What in the world is that side street?
Taylor?
No. Could you look up N-I-C-K-S, Nick's Paints?
Okay, you bet.
It's a little side street. It's by... Or that one store. Oh, by Starcrest Cleaners. It's in that little strip.
Okay.
It's where Pittsburgh Paints was like 40 years ago. That's a town he talked
about. 110 West John.
John.
I know it's
a little strip.
Yes.
It's not connected because the railroad tracks.
Right.
We are talking townie now. So if you would like to go to Nick's Paints, here's his deal. You can go to BenjaminMoore.com. And pick out paint. Say, I want some drop cloths. I need a scraper. I want a 6-inch brush or a 3-inch brush or whatever they've got, 2-inch brush. And send some stir sticks and stuff. And what will happen is you can either email him or call and say, I want this whatever number paint you find at Benjamin Moore.
Mm-hmm.
He'll deliver it for free and leave it on your doorstep. And you already have paid with a credit card and nothing will be touchy-touchy or 6 feet, nothing.
Right. And he's shaking it up. He can give you the spurs and the brushes, cloth, whatever you need.
So I love the idea because I'm looking around my half bath off the kitchen going, I could paint this thing in an hour and a half.
Right. I mean, we're inside.
Yeah.
Why not get some projects done? And then you don't even have to go out.
Yep.
NicksPaintsIL.com.
Yeah, it's just NicksPaints.com works. That's what.
Okay, gotcha.
It'll go right there. Okay, so there you go. Nick, entrepreneurial Nick Lyons will deliver the paint to you. You don't have to touch. You don't have to see, breathe on anybody. He'll. But delivering paint free, is that not unique? That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Greg has jumped on for our Facebook Live. Ben Grice says, very cool getting to watch you guys. Great show. Thank you. My buddy Brant is watching. He's a tremendously talented human being.
Yes, he is.
We love Brant. Kim is watching. We appreciate you on Facebook Live. It's kind of a new deal for us because not as many cars are on the road, and a lot of people listen to us in cars.
And, of course, radio on demand at steviejay.com as you tap into the podcast.
We had a lot of people podcasting our show It's not, our show isn't quite like sports with recruiting right. information.
Right.
So it's just kind of funky sometimes. I wonder, why do you watch? Just what's there to see?
Exactly.
Anyway, we appreciate you. Let's check your weather.
We've got morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, high 76, low 54. You might do some yard work and things outside, but stay away from everybody. And, you know, don't have that backyard barbecue that you'd like to have on a day like today. Sunshine, high 74 tomorrow. Windy, temperatures dropping down to 38 in the evening. Only up to 49, partly cloudy and windy on Thursday. 49 the high with sunshine on Friday, down to around 34. Right now we're at 59 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. Are your office copiers and printers as unpredictable as Illinois weather? Contact Watts to help. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. 7:20, going to be another good day on the markets. Here we go.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Nissan is furloughing 10,000 U.S. employees, most of its workers at plants in Mississippi and Tennessee. Production at the factories has been suspended since mid-March. The laid-off workers won't be paid by Nissan. It's advising them to apply for unemployment. But MarketWatch says it appears the company will rehire them once production restarts. Nissan is hoping to reopen the plants as early as April 27th. People aren't buying cars because they're staying at home, and automakers have temporarily halted most production. Merger partners Fiat Chrysler and PSA, parent company of Peugeot, have postponed their shareholder meetings. Insiders tell Reuters that two companies still want to merge, but need to see how the crisis evolves before deciding whether to renegotiate terms. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
This is a community and a geography starkly split.
Fox Nation takes you back inside the fight that has spanned over a century and defined a region. Now, Pete Hegseth returns to the Holy Land, exploring new ground on both sides of the disputed border.
I wish Arabs and Jews could live together.
We used to be exactly the same.
Learning that this fight is more personal than we think. Don't miss Season 3 of Battle in the Holy Land. Available now, only on Fox Nation.
As the nation's doctor, I often get asked, what should I do if I think I might have coronavirus?
People who are sick should stay home. You don't go to an emergency room. You don't go to a clinic. You get on the phone and you ask for advice and instructions from your physician.
We don't want you to go into the ER or the doctor's office without talking to them first, because you might spread coronavirus to someone else. Please visit coronavirus.gov for more information.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Chris was watching. Chris is the smartest woman in Philo. Well, maybe second to my mom.
Well, she's pretty smart.
Yeah, Chris is one on my Trivial Pursuit team. Mark says, met a man at the post office yesterday shipping a box of toilet paper to his daughter in Tennessee.
Okay, they don't have any in Tennessee, but we have a few rolls here and there in central Illinois.
Phyllis is watching, so is William. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you being on Facebook Live with us. ESPN 93.5, we're trying to support local restaurants by buying $250 of gift cards every single day. Today from Bunny's Tavern, Frank Fonte, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on, CBJ.
You bet, man. We love Bunny's Tavern. How are you guys doing?
We're hanging in there. You know, we're obviously not the normal Bunny's Tavern since March 17th, but we are here every day from 11 to 9 to try and give people just a little slice of normalcy when we're in such unnormal times right now.
Yeah, we have different days that you have specials. What's Tuesday?
Tuesday is our smoked wings.
Oh, come on. Come on now.
You have 60 cents a wing. Order as many as you like. We are now officially delivering into Champaign as of a couple days ago. We started delivery in Urbana last week and have expanded our areas. So give us a call. Hit us up online. We can get you our smoked wings and a growler or rigs or triptych beer delivered contact-free right to your door.
I've heard of this growler, Frank, and I'm not sure what that is. I'm so sorry.
That is a half-gallon glass jar that we can fill with any draft beer we have on tap here.
Nice.
Well, that sounds like a growler. How would okay, so I'm just looking at this smoked wings deal. So it says like for my $50, I can get 83 and a third. Would you just like take a bite out of that extra one? Or how would that work?
We'll round up in that case.
Man, that'd be 84 smoked wings. Your food is fantastic. The burger and fries, man. I mean, you just got it going on. So we want everybody to go order food. Give me the hours again, Frank.
Oh, 11 to 9.
Okay, 11 to 9. And you're doing it Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Sunday. We're open every day.
Would you say you guys are 80% off your business, 50%? What's the number at Bunny's? Everybody seems to be about 80% off what they should be doing.
We are 70% has been our kind of consistent mark. So we're doing about a third, roughly, of the business that we're normally doing.
And people can certainly come and buy gift cards, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The doors are open for pickup or curbside delivery.
Okay.
We can bring that gift card right out to you in the parking lot as well.
And they can give you a $100 bill and say keep the change too, right?
The customers that have come to support us have been overly generous in taking care of our staff here. The support, not only in Urbana, but in Champaign as well, has been tremendous.
Well, we need Bunny's Tavern to stay in there and hang in there and get the PPP and all the extra money we can find. And hang tough, Frank. Good talking to you, and stay strong.
No, thank you. You guys stay safe as well.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks for all you're doing.
Frank Fonte over at Bunny's Tavern. So I have five $50 cards that would translate today. If we call you and you say yes, I would love one of those. You could scoot over there and get 83 and a third wings. And Frank said,
he'll round up.
Round up. That's 60 right. cent smoked wings. Is that what he said?
Yes.
I don't know what's wrong with that.
Ooh, that sounds real good.
All right, 359-2255. If you are, we've been kind of going to level two people. But if we're out of level two people, we'll go to level one, meaning you're concerned and you're just shoveled a little bit.
That's right.
You could use a night of free food. I've got $250 we bought from him, thanks to our wonderful, generous sponsors. So I've got cash that we go spend, and then I come here and tell you about it.
We do need this to siphon through our text line at 359-2255 because we have people monitoring and connecting after the show. So that's kind of how that works. There's been a few people that have messaged me on Facebook with different situations, and I appreciate that. It's just that we need everything to come through the same channel here.
Everybody remember Paul Davis?
He
was a legendary anchor for Channel 3 in Seattle and then WGN. He says, good morning.
Well, hello, Paul.
Legend Paul Davis. Mm-hmm. Love Paul Davis.
We both had a chapter at Channel 3 for a while, Stevie.
Mine was a three-month stay after Paul had left.
Okay, gotcha.
Dave Shaw was my boss, and I was so good at it. I was the number one go-to intern reporter to get Dairy Queen for everybody.
Yeah, baby.
That was the code 10
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, they had to look it around and say, okay, we can't, you go, because we don't need you.
Okay.
That's how that works.
By the way, I was talking about 359-2255 to text in for the Bunny's Tavern gift card today, and Matt had texted in about John Street, so thanks for being on it this morning.
Nick's Paints, where they'll deliver your paint now, kind of a new gig. You don't have to touch anybody. You get paint, do some interior painting, exterior painting. Might as well get the house all set.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a shelter at home, let's fix it all up. Kathleen is listening. Dorothy's on. Phil is watching. Great to have you watching, Phil. 359-2255 if you're interested in the Bunnies $50 gift card. We're looking for five people. You know, watching myself here on Facebook Live so that I can say who's messaging and all that. I'm watching that as we go.
That's right.
I've noticed I've kind of touched my face four times.
Is that right?
Never knew it.
The average is 23.
Well, I'm a day?
Yeah. No, an hour.
See, I'm touching. See, right there is touching
know,
my face.
I know.
And so I'm sharing germs on my face, which is a big no-no.
There was a viral video of the lady reading the ordinance of not to touch your face, and she licked her finger and turned the page.
Yeah. Sean's just jumped on. Appreciate you, Sean. Dorothy is there. I ship some to my daughter in Chicago for her birthday, toilet paper, she's saying.
There you go.
That's it. But you know what else? The dogs get hold of it at my house, and that's no longer funny. It's heartbreaking.
Right.
It's like, oh.
What?
Oh, can we?
Charlie, you cannot chew
glue that together somehow? Stand by. Going to London, England. Check on the Prime Minister. Don't go away. 7:30. Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson takes a turn for the worse with coronavirus now in intensive care.
Hours earlier, Johnson had said he was in good spirits and still in charge. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab will now deputise where necessary.
There's an incredibly strong team spirit behind the Prime Minister and making sure that we get all of the plans that the Prime Minister has instructed us to deliver to get them implemented as soon as possible.
President Trump, among a host of world leaders, sending best wishes.
Fox's Simon Owen. Maeve Kennedy Townsend McCain's body has been found in Chesapeake Bay in Maryland. She was Robert F. Kennedy's granddaughter.
She and her 8-year-old son Gideon went missing after an apparent canoe accident Thursday. Maryland Natural Resources Police say the body was found about 2.5 miles from the home of her mother, former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. The search is still on for the child.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County has had its first death from COVID-19. It is a male in his 80s with underlying health conditions. No further information was provided. Champaign County reported 7 new cases on Monday, and so the total here now is 63. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District considers 22 of those to have recovered. The Illinois Department of Public Health on Monday announced more than 1,000 new cases and 33 additional deaths. Under the governor's executive stay-at-home order, construction is listed as an essential service. And so with that, a lot of private and public construction projects in Champaign continue to move forward. To best protect the health of on-site construction workers and city inspectors, the city's building safety division is requiring contractors of the larger development projects currently underway in Champaign to submit a COVID-19 job site safety plan. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, CMI knows that cleanliness is on everybody's mind during this uncertain time. They offer a viral disinfectant kit that allows anyone to make disinfectant solutions that are effective against contagious viral and bacterial pathogens, including human coronavirus, influenza, norovirus, and more. One-shot 256 Century Q disinfectant.
Wow.
Hospital grade can help protect you, your coworkers, students, employees, friends, or family against COVID-19 when used according to directions. Go local. You can check them out. They have their door locked, but you can call them. Say, I'd like one of those kits Stevie J was talking about, the disinfectant thing. CMI, check them out online, cmiclean.com. Here is your weather.
All right, starting out with some clouds, but afternoon sunshine and up to 76. So if you're heading out to the parks, again, social distancing, 6 feet away from others, down to 54. 74 with sunshine tomorrow, then dropping down to 38, only up to 48. Partly cloudy and windy on Thursday, up towards 50 with mostly sunny conditions on Friday, down to 34 in the evening. Cooler at the end of the week. So enjoy the mid-70s today and tomorrow. We're currently at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, on Facebook Live, Phil Baker says, hi, Stevie. Hey, Phil. Dorothy says her daughter was very excited to receive the toilet paper in the mail. Matt's watching, so is Jack and Adam. Jumping on Facebook Live. We have people from all over the nation that are jumping on at different moments. Uh-huh. I don't know how long you stay with it. I know when I see a radio microphone and somebody just kind of stagnant talking, I tend to just kind of look like I do in an aquarium.
Sure.
It's kind of, woo.
8 to 12 minutes maybe,
oh,
and
look,
then you're on into the next thing.
They touch your nose, I'm telling.
Exactly.
Hey, we got some Cardinal Classic games on ESPN 93.5 at night. Now, you can listen to US 105.9 Tuesday and Thursday. That's tonight and Thursday.
There you go. Take note, Ben Grice there in Paxton at the Humble Hog.
6 p.m. for the Cubs Classic 2016 replay. We'll be airing chosen games from the Cubs Network. Join us as we relive some of the 2016 playoffs and World Series games. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays and Thursday evenings on US 105.9. 6 o'clock, Cubs baseball. They're going to win every game. So there's that on US 105.9. Be standing by for that. Did you hear Major League Baseball might try and get going in May? Maybe middle, late May, they're talking about that. Let's just, that'd be amazing. Now, they're talking about everything in Arizona at some of the minor league parks there. They have, of course, the big one in Phoenix. But around Mesa, where the Cubs train, I mean, so Major League Baseball trying to get back in May is what the report said the other night. Don't know if any of you saw the Queen speaking the other day.
And when this
it's amazing. I thought she was so elegant and so classy. It was a delight to watch Her Majesty speak.
The pride in who we are is not a part of our past. It defines our present and our future. The moments when the United Kingdom has come together to applaud its care and essential workers will be remembered as an expression of our national spirit. And its symbol will be the rainbows drawn by children. Aid, and that success will belong to every one of us. We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return. We will be with our friends again. We will be with our families again. We will meet again.
Her Majesty, the Queen. Simon Owen is live in London. Simon, news ace, how are you?
Hey, Stevie. Good. I'm doing well, thank you.
The Queen has 80 years of worldwide broadcast experience. She first spoke in 1940. She doesn't look 90-something.
Wow. Yeah, 93.
Oh.
And, in that message, she referred to memories of her first broadcast with her sister, which I think you're right. I think she said was during the war, didn't she? And
1940.
She talked about
right.
that being a time of separation when people were evacuated to different parts of the country, and she said it was necessary then, and it's necessary now. You know, she is the only, I think, world leader who can say that they have those kind of memories of being in very prominent positions
yeah.
during both of those situations, the pandemic of today and the Second World War. And, you know, she does bring a certain clout when she gives these speeches, because in 68 years on the throne, that was only the fifth special televised address to the nation that the Queen has delivered. So when you do wait that long in between these messages, they do carry extra weight. And
yeah.
I think the timing was probably carefully chosen as well, because it aired on Sunday evening here. And this, I think, is the week when Britain might start to really see some pretty dire numbers in the coronavirus crisis. We don't know, but it's possible. And so that was the moment. It was, I think as well, it wasn't very bland. It could have been bland, and that would have served a purpose of its own. But this was more ambitious and more of a rallying call.
It was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. Boris Johnson's your prime minister now in intensive care with the COVID-19. What can you tell me this morning about that?
Yes, and the Johnson's office at 10 Downing Street has just done its lunchtime briefing, given a few more details about Boris Johnson's condition. It says he's been stable overnight, that he remains in good spirits, that he is receiving oxygen support, but that he is breathing without any other assistance. So he's not got a ventilator, and he's not on anything in between standard oxygen and a ventilator. But he has been moved to the ICU, and reports here say that the reason he was moved was so that he would be close to a ventilator should he need one. And the thing that's made this particularly dramatic, Stevie, is that this time yesterday, Boris Johnson was tweeting and saying that he was in good spirits, just having some routine tests.
Right.
The message was that even though he'd been hospitalized 12 days after testing positive for the coronavirus and having worked from home in the days in between, that, you know, it wasn't necessarily anything to be hugely alarmed about. It seems that things went downhill very rapidly yesterday afternoon, and so he was moved to this ward in the early evening of yesterday. But yes, no ventilator. He is conscious, we're told, but unlike the rest of this situation where Johnson has been sickened for the past 12, 13 days or so, he is not necessarily in charge anymore. He is still the Prime Minister, but he's designated his Foreign Secretary to, the way they're phrasing it, they say, to deputize where necessary.
Right. Well, I know the world is praying for him. I think he just couldn't shake this fever after 12 days. I mean, this is a bad bug. It's going to attack different people different ways, and Boris Johnson has a bad one, so I know you guys will be monitoring that closely, and we'll just, again, say our prayers that he's going to be okay.
Yeah, and exactly, it hits people differently. And Boris Johnson is 55. He's not necessarily in the kind of, fits the profile of patients who doctors would be immediately concerned about them contracting this at all. But as health officials have stressed, this affects people of all ages, all backgrounds, all sexes, whatever. Nobody is necessarily protected from having a really nasty dose of this. Johnson's partner, who is at home pregnant with their first child together, has also had this, but had a mild case and has since recovered. The Prime Minister has not been so lucky.
Okay, my friend, virtual tea at Harrods, 4 o'clock. We'll be there.
Thanks, Stevie.
Simon Owen, live from London, England. Fox News Radio, the Prime Minister of England, intensive care. Hopefully more precautionary, but when you get to the ventilator, that's bad. Did you see the state representative from Michigan saying the hydrochlorazamine, the drug that Donald Trump continues to say,
right,
use it, it's safe, what do you have to lose? He's talking about, Dr. Fauci says you got to do all these anecdotal, you can't do anecdotal, it's got to be study scientific. I understand the scientific angle. You don't know because you haven't done enough study. But if you take it, it's malaria medicine, and it's worked, and it seems to have some effect for some people. Well, the state representative happens to be a Democrat in Michigan, said it saved her life. Said, Donald Trump always talking about that drug. I got it administered, and I was in pretty bad shape, and now I'm good.
Okay.
So, that it's again, when you just take this, help this person, it didn't do anything for this
right.
person, but help this, it's anecdotal. You can't say scientifically this is what you, they don't have that yet. But Donald Trump says, we don't have a year and a half. And wouldn't you, if you're in intensive care and darn near ready to die, try something? I would. And they've allowed that now with the new laws. You can, whatever it's called, right to try. Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
So I think you ought to be able to try things like that. If your alternative is, I'm probably going to die. So go ahead and do that. So it worked already. I know on several cases, but for sure the latest got headlines from Michigan.
Right.
All right. Lou is watching. Lou says, hearing you from St. Cloud, Florida. Everyone have a safe week. You too.
Okay.
Good morning, Peggy. Good to have you watching again. Dan's on. So's Tim. Hey, hey, Stevie J is what he writes. Karen is watching. We're on Facebook Live at Stevie J-A-Y, trying to connect with ESPNCU.com as well. It's ESPNCU Facebook. We're trying to string them together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also inquired about another camera that'll get Diane in the other room.
Oh, boy.
Trying to become a TV show now. All right, if you want to chime in on the Bunny's $50 gift cards and you'd like one, 359-2255. We're happy to give five a day out to you for somebody who just says, you know what, man, it'd be nice to have dinner paid for tonight.
Right.
And if you want to go buy 83 and a third wings on 60 Cent Wings Day at Bunny's Tavern in Urbana, then there's your opportunity. So text in 359-2255. Keep that one on the text because Facebook Live are rat-a-tatting right by us.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Good morning,
we're
Michael.
We're hearing by, on 359-2255 about a wife who was furloughed. So let's see if we can help out that family.
Yep.
And again, we'll reach out later today.
And who do you, I mean, do you know anybody that's been furloughed?
Yes.
Okay, so do I. Everybody. Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, you can't go very deep there.
I know.
You have a friend who's been furloughed.
Right.
Or fired, or let go. Yeah.
Or, yeah.
That seems to be kind of the common thread is people are losing their job. Mm-hmm. It's no offense. We don't have money to pay you. That's
right.
What this is.
Yep.
And then I'm reading on Fox News this morning and watching Fox and Friends where the government is loaning $2 billion an hour now. And everybody that hasn't received it's going, I hope they don't run out.
Where's mine?
Yeah, everybody wants that. You ought to be getting the $1,200. That should be appearing if you did electronic filing. You might be seeing it this week.
And this is from the 2018 tax return. That's the way they're using.
Yeah, because a lot of us haven't gotten 2019 done yet.
Right.
So they'll see if you qualify and you don't make too much money. You ought to get $1,200. I think the limit was 150 for a couple, was it? I don't know. 75 for a single.
That CARES Legislation Act with the Payroll Protection Plan, PPP,
right,
is definitely something the small business organizations are working with people to get that paperwork done.
Old KW and Muhammad's got us on. Thanks, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to talk to Dr. Todd Likens in just a few moments, and he's our veterinarian we call on Tuesdays. He's operating.
Okay.
But it's a process. I was there the other day, and it's like, you stay in the car.
Right.
We'll come up with the gloves and the mask.
I believe it was Jim that I saw in the scrubs with the mask that was escorting an animal to and from the car and working with all that. So it is extra steps, but they're going the distance at the Pet Pro.
They are indeed. Jimmy Fallon on his Tonight Show doing it from his kid's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Had Adam Sandler on last night.
Okay.
And Adam Sandler was doing, I don't know, which water boy or some kind of a character.
Okay.
And here's what these two came up with last night on The Tonight Show.
I love my grandma so much.
Boy.
I know she loves me too.
But thanks to this stupid virus, there are some new grandma rules.
Grandma, leave her alone. You can spend a quarter to call her on the phone. 'Cause grandmas like to pinch your cheeks and kiss your head and hug. But I don't want my grandma catching any super bug. So don't touch grandma, keep it to Zoom. Or learn to play canasta from across the room.
Grandmas want to knit you sweaters and to bake you cookies. But you must tell your grandma, no touchy. Just looky.
Don't touch grandma, give her some space. Even if your grandma wants to go to second base. And when this thing is over,
yes,
you and she can play.
Ooh.
But for now, you still can sell her grandma stuff from 6 feet away.
Hey!
There you go.
I like it.
That's Jimmy Fallon. And
Adam Sandler.
Funny. Mm-hmm. And they're doing, you know, Zoom or whatever the heck it is. Is it, what's the difference between Skype and Zoom?
Well, I was on a meeting yesterday and we used Team to have everybody in the Tolono Fun Day Committee talking about the
plan.
What
was it called?
Team is a Microsoft networking. There's all kinds of apps where you can meet and talk with everybody in their own home.
Yeah.
So, but Zoom is the most popular and very easy. But they're also on alert for people that have been Zoom bombed with some obscenities and racist slurs and even pornography that have come into their meeting because that's what people are doing now is they're trying to hack these meetings through Zoom.
I gotcha. Because they have nothing else to do, huh?
Exactly.
Brother Greg, listening from Mississippi, Michigan Democrat State Rep. Brooke Ranks said that Trump saved her life by allowing the unapproved drug, which is now approved as a right to try, I think. It's in Michigan. It's illegal in that state, but apparently they got it through the FDA there. Patrick says, good morning, Stevie J and Diane Ducey. Jeannie Landman-Gossett, again, watching us from Texas.
Hey, EIU connection.
You betcha. Sean DL is watching. We appreciate all of you on Facebook Live. Thank you so much. We're going to check with our veterinarian friend, Dr. Todd Likens. 359-2255 if you happen to have some sort of a pet concern.
Mm-hmm.
We'll help you get that answered. We'll get that going. 749 ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Starting out with some clouds, but afternoon sunshine. Today's high 77 and 54 our low tonight. Mostly sunny with a high 74 tomorrow, down to 38. Public officials are saying practice social distancing, people. We know it's tempting to go out in packs and be with friends when the weather is nice, but make sure you're practicing all your social distancing. High 48 tomorrow, down to 30. Partly cloudy and windy. Sunshine expected Friday, but a high 49, low 34. Right now, the temperature's at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, again, 359-2255. If you're interested in $50 to Bunny's Tavern, that's our featured restaurant of the day as we try and illuminate and spotlight some local restaurants that are hanging on, all trying to get through this time. And if you have a restaurant, it's tough. Because generally, my experience with different wonderful restaurant people is you can't go to the back and find stacks of cash. It just doesn't happen. They don't have a lot of cash. So we need to try and support our local restaurants. Here we go.
I might be waggy, but I want to play. I'm your best friend, you can get away.
Come on, who wants some pot roast today? Come on.
I deserve a treat because I'm a fluffy babe. I got hair, shaking the air, target by the day.
Because
I'm happy, I'm alone. If you
ladies and gentlemen, it is Dr. Todd at Madison Kirby, also next to the police station in Mahomet. Dr. Todd Likens, how are you?
Good morning. I'm enjoying this beautiful day.
Well, I saw you work and how you're doing this very carefully. Jim comes out. He has a mask and gloves. You guys are taking appointments carefully. You're scrubbing down the office after every person walks in. And then you're dispensing of your deep knowledge of puppies and dogs. And listen, you're doing an amazing thing. And it's just you're able to do this through all of this because of the extent that you've gone to get it done.
Yeah, it takes thought. And, you know, some of my staff members at first weren't on board, but as things have progressed, they now see how important it is. So, yeah, very limited entry. I do a lot of stuff over the phone, you know, with the patient in the room, and I'll be talking to the owner. So we have very limited entry into the building.
Okay, and that's what they're doing at Dr. Todd Likens. If you want to reach him, we'll give you that information here in just a few moments. Boy, I tell you right now, though, what a time. I mean, how are the pets? Are they, do you think, perceptive to know something's changed?
Well, I would think so. I mean, you disrupt the routines. I mean, my doggies can't stand the fact I'm going to work a half hour later. You should hear the ruckus at the house when it's time to go. They know what's going on, and I'm sure a lot of good things. I mean, I love hearing all the adoptions that have gone up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're integrating a new pet, great, and we're here to help if you need us.
Well, you are, in fact, there to help, and I'm telling you, it's dogs can't get it, cats can. Is that true?
Well, they've cultured it on one dog whose owner had it. They've had one cat. And then the tiger at the zoo this week. But, you know, everything I read says this is no big deal. It's just an incidental type thing.
Okay.
This virus obviously goes everywhere, and it's not surprising they would swab one every now and then.
Okay. Well, how can people get hold of Dr. Todd Likens and see a few fluffy pups if they get in? And you're wearing masks, well, and you're doing the mask all the time now and gloves, aren't you?
Yeah, no. My people have gotten comfortable wearing the mask at all times. It's just we're doing that so much to protect you, those that we talk to even. You know, my mom's 90. I'm going to be wearing this for a while yet. I don't, even if they open it back up, people have to get used to seeing me in a mask.
Well, that's right. I forgot your mother lives there in your house, too. I forgot
that. Lives with me. So we're going to be real cautious for my mom's sake. Because I'm the only contact in the world. Gina's buried in dogs.
How many dogs, again, do we have in Mohammed?
We've only got three in the car with me today going to work. And I think we have 15. So, man. You know, we have more than I call it a herd instead of a pack.
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you what, it's wonderful to watch you work and to see you hauling the dog food you need for a month. It's a stunning number. But, boy, you're breeding these beautiful animals and getting incredible pets for people. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We got finally a litter on the way. We've had a long dry spell, so we've got a litter on the way. We're pretty excited.
Well,
some people waited a long time.
What people don't understand is how you hand raise these puppies, and they're extraordinary when you let them go home at whatever it is, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, and they get to see these magnificent white goldens, which is essentially what they are. They're English cream, but they're registered as goldens here. Todd, keep up your good work. How can people, again, get hold of you?
PetProVet@gmail.com, or just call us on the phone. 217-355-5051. Call forwarding after hours. No answering service. This comes right to me.
Got you covered. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, guys.
It's 5-Till, Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro.
Uh-huh. PetPro.biz, in case you want to check out the website.
Yep. And again, we really, really are leaning on the restaurants, trying to do what we can, a small gesture of support. Thanks to Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies, Troy Lance at Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Steve Hillard at HL Precision, Tony Johnston, Aaron and Nikki Johnson. We have wonderful people that have given us money, and we've spent it at the Ribeye and Jets Pizza and Manzella's and Pool Boys and Big Grove Tavern, Hickory River Smokehouse. We've got a lot of wonderful restaurants coming up as well. And today is Bunny's Tavern in Urbana. This has nothing to do whether or not they advertise with us or sponsors. This is about getting on the ground level and helping. And $250 isn't going to save them, but hopefully it helps. And anything we can do as a community to say, hey, we believe in what you're trying to do. We want you to keep in business. It's hard, particularly restaurants and taverns. If they can't open, how do they gross the money to pay their people? A lot of people at their favorite restaurant going in, and in one case, gave a $100 bill and said, keep the change on a $37 ticket.
That's right.
So, and you can always buy $500 in gift cards for later and hold on to them. You eat there for the next year.
That's right.
That works too. If you're able to do it, they would certainly appreciate it. Going to break for the news. Going to come back. Markets look good again. We're looking like another big bounce at the open.
Let's hope.
Maybe 500, 600, 700 points up when we open the markets here at 8:30. Oil continues to be a concern. We are big in oil in Texas particularly. And America is self-sustaining energy now. But with the prices at $27 a barrel and the break-even point somewhere around 40 or 50, that doesn't work for very long. Exxon has cut 15 to 30% of their expenses moving forward. But the Dow is now scheduled to open up 850 points. So let's hope and see if we can get a little bounce back on that 401. News is next.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crewnecks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to GameDaySpirit.com/sale today. That's GameDaySpirit.com/sale.
So you're stuck at home and want to do some painting. Well, with their supply of both Benjamin Moore and PPG paints, Nix Paints is the area's premier painting supply store. You can view the product at BenjaminMoore.com. Once you've picked it out, call Nick, 356-5711. You can also email your order to NixPaints@gmail.com. Nick will deliver it to your doorstep for free without getting near you. They're open at John and Randolph, but you don't have to come in. Visit NixPaints.com for more information, and let's go paint something.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame, and you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Simply awesome.
2018 data, including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
A reminder that Honda BMW of Champaign is still open by appointment. They're available for vehicle service and are helping keep you safe with complete disinfection offered for the inside of your vehicle. If you don't want to leave your home and head in to Honda BMW, no worries. They're available online. That's right. You can buy a car completely online and they'll deliver it to you. Find the vehicle that fits your needs without ever leaving your couch. Honda BMW of Champaign, here to serve you during this tough time. Located at the corner of Neal and Burwash or online, drivechampaign.com.
At Busey Bank, we understand the economic insecurities facing our customers and communities. Through life's ups and downs, Busey's been beside you. We're here to offer customers, businesses, and communities opportunities for financial relief because we're in this together. To learn more, visit Busey.com/financial relief program or contact our team at 1-800-67-BUSEY. Busey, your partner today and for generations to come. Member FDIC.